Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night for the radio show. And tonight's topic, are you marriage material? Now, as Gabriella told me about the comments from the particular video, that was crazy. Now, I want to have to look at that during the show to see what you're talking about. But, you know, some people are tired of dating. Some people actually want to get married. If you're the type that don't want to get married, this show not for you. I mean, if you happy being, you know, with knowing somebody different every other week and, you know, chasing somebody and all this other stuff, I mean, more power to you. I mean, it's your life. You do what you want. But, you know, we speaking, you know, for people who actually want to get married, as I stated before, at least I am. I don't know how, you know, I'm not going to speak for Ms. Gabriella as much, but I'm, you know, a supporter 100% of the traditional family and advocate.
Wait.
I'm not going to speak for you. I said,
well, I am. I mean, I'm a supporter of the traditional family. Okay. I always speak about my family, so.
Okay, but I'm not going to put words in your mouth, and I don't really know that 100%.
All right. Well, now you know.
Okay. That's called not assuming. You never assume. You know what they say about people who assume. So that's why I kept it just to myself. Okay. We are supporters of the traditional family, and we are advocates of the traditional family. Okay, that's better, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've been corrected. Now, starting off, tonight's show as well, we said that, you know, if you got some relationship problems, you can call in and ask about them because we want to discuss that as well because some of these things in your relationships are preventing you from actually getting married as well. So we definitely offer that today. You know, you have a female perspective, you have a guy's perspective. So, you know, take advantage while you can. So, Ms. Gabriella, all right, marriage material. Well, why? What would qualify a person as marriage material?
All right, so ironically, I was talking about this with somebody else today. A lot of the times women mistake their physical appearance and the things they can do in the bedroom as their virtues. They use that as, you know, that seems to be like their trump card. They're like, oh, you know, I got this nice body. I'm pretty. I can throw down in the bedroom. But they don't actually think about the things that do make the marriage material, like being humble and being submissive and being sweet and knowing how to cook and knowing how to manage their finances and things like that. So I think the things that make you marriage material actually have to do with more, like they have to do with the things that you have on the inside, because if men were really only after the physical side of things, then women who work in the adult entertainment industry would probably be the highest, you know, the most likely to get married. But when you actually look at the women that get married, they're usually the more, like their bodies aren't overly sexualized, they don't walk around with everything hanging out, they're not partying all the time, they're not out here sleeping with, jumping in different beds every other night, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what makes marriage material. It's just being a, it's just being an overall, just a nice, classy, just a feminine woman. That's usually the person that's going to get married over somebody who is either hyper masculine or overly sexualized or just wants, just portrayed, like just goes around stomping around like a man.
Okay, well, I looked at some things that, you know, before we got started with the show, and, you know, Tracy McMillan, this lady, she's an author and a TV writer, she wrote up something I thought that was pretty interesting about why women, you know, can't get married. And the first one she wrote is that basically, you know, some women are angry. They say, you don't think you're angry, you think you're super smart, or if you've been to a lot of therapy that you're setting boundaries. But the truth is, you're pissed at your mom. You say the military industrial complex, Sarah Palin, scaring men off. basically she's saying the same thing. Most men just want to marry someone who is nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
She don't want you walking around, you know, all snappy and stuff like that. Now, you think a lot of women are angry. Now, angry also constitute as attitude as well. Because, you know, like that old statement, your attitude determines your altitude. And that's, you know, definitely one of the things as men, we don't like to, you know, see no attitude, you know, because it's just, oh, man. You know, and the killing part about it, let me put this else out there, any woman could have a nasty attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Not just black women.
I've seen it. There was a place that we used to go shop at. It was called the Global Market and or the Global Food Market, and it had food from all over the world, and it catered to, you know, people from foreign countries. And I can tell you there's been so many times when I've seen women get loud and disrespect the men that they were with, and these were women of all races, interracial couples, couples of the same race. I saw a little tiny, couldn't be more than 5 foot, Asian woman snapping at her white husband. So it's not always a race thing, because some people will say, oh, well, bad attitude, that means black women. No. You know, having a bad attitude is probably the fastest way to get a man to not want to be with you.
Okay. Well, let me jump to men, because I'm going to go back and forth. Now, one of the things that men prevents them from getting married is not so much their particular character issues, like you say you may have with women, but it's more so the financial. And one of the things that, you know, men don't want to get married for, because they say you can lose your kids and your money. And he said they may not even be your kids. So they say lots of men, they say, spoke with keenly aware of the dangers of divorce and worried that if they were married and it went sour, the woman might take everything, including the kids. They say other men was concerned they might wind up paying child support for kids who aren't even theirs. Is there a very real possibility in many states? They stated they polled 3,200 men, and, you know, they asked them how they would find out, you know, if the child wasn't theirs. After all, 32% say they'll feel angry and furious with the mother, but 6% said they'll get depressed. 18% said, you know, angry and depressed. 2% said none of the above. But they say they'll be more angry at the system that forced them to pay. So there's a lot of men, you know, who don't want to get married due to the fact of the court system.
Mm-hmm.
That they see all these horror stories of different men and, you know, what you'll go through. And like I said, I went through, you know, a lot of stuff as well. I mean, the courts treat you like you're not even human. It's like, wait a minute, you know, it's you work for your stuff and, you know, somebody who don't even work anything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Could take all your stuff from you, or it's divided up, or, you know, the killing part about it, that spousal support stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, why in the world you got to give her some money? Like, she worked. I mean, I can understand if, you know, you beat the woman, she didn't work, or something like that. You know, she was disabled. You know, something that is some real stuff. But for you just to come up here and make a man pay, I mean, that was the first thing I read in the comments that a lot of men were saying to me, was that they didn't want to get married because they don't want to pay, you know, go through the stuff that you got to go through, you know, with a divorce. But, you know, the thing is, you know, you just got to pick right. You know, you got to pick better.
Exactly. That's the thing, because I've seen so many people say, oh, I don't want to get married because I don't want to deal with, you know, losing my kids, and I don't want to deal with, you know, this, and that. And it usually all comes down to money. But the thing is, who are you choosing? You know, it really does come down to the person that you choose to be in a family with. Now, sometimes you can't tell right away. But usually the signs are there. It's just that most people don't want to pay attention. Because sometimes when you're dating someone, you can tell if they're going to become abusive or if they're going to, if they're going to be like a woman who is just really only after, who's really just only after your money, and she just wants to get married to you, divorce, and take your kids away and take all your money. You can usually tell by the little things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Why you have to really take your time to get to know someone in the dating process, so that they're, because I've known some people, I've heard so many people say, oh, well, you know, everything was perfect until we got married, and once we got married, things changed. But the whole time, you noticed subtle signs and things that they were doing while you were dating that were going to, I mean, that basically set the tone for the relationship. Like if you're dating someone and they have financial problems, and they're always like, let's say you're hanging out at your girlfriend's house and you always see all these big red bills sitting on the counter unpaid, you know, or you guys are about to watch TV, you reach to turn the TV on, she's like, oh no, I haven't paid my cable bill yet. Okay, that's a sign that she's not somebody who's responsible with her finances, and that's just, I mean, do you think that marrying her is going to fix that? No. And, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody who is always argumentative and who always threatens to hit you but hasn't hit you yet, that's usually a sign that they're going to be either verbally abusive and physically abusive, because both male and female can be abusive to their spouse. I mean, there's also a lot of cases of women beating their husbands too, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is a female domestic abuse, and you know, nobody wants to even discuss that. You know, if a man tries to report that, you know, people want to laugh at him and say, man, it's just a woman or whatever. But I mean, to me, the law is the law. You don't supposed to put your hands on nobody. Keep your hands, you know, to yourself. But you know, the thing is, especially like in the black community, that single parent household is destroying us. It really is.
It is.
It's not working out, you know, at all. Now, if it was working out and say, you know, hey, you know, you have a man around or whatever, it's okay, you're still doing it, the kids are still acting right, I wouldn't say a word. I don't think most people say a word. But yeah, we're seeing that when we had to break down this particular dynamic, it's brought in a whole lot of problems that, you know, we've never really seen before. You know, one person got mad in the comment section and was saying, well, why you say black community? I said, well, you know what? I can't speak on other communities. I just can't. I wasn't raised with them. What do you want me to say? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, every time you say something, you got to be like, oh, you know, inclusive on everything. I mean, yes, if it applies to you, it includes you. I'm talking about marriage. I mean, everybody get married. It's not just one group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's talk about something. I look at what you're talking about. So, this comment says, why homophobic much pick in the top right isn't of two people in the same sex society today? Wow. So, guys, let me explain something to you. I have a thumbnail, and it's of a man and a woman, and I'm talking about marriage. And basically, this person wanted me to put two guys up there, or two women, because he said that's society today. The bulk of society isn't like that. That's only a small group of people. Now, you may have those who are straight that are sympathizers of those people, but not everybody's that way. So why in the world would I put that? Number two, I think on the Homosexuality versus Christianity show, I already let everybody know my stance. So you're never going to see that kind of picture from me. So I want to make sure that I put that out there. So, you know, Ms. Gabrielle, the second lady was talking about on the women's side, why some of them can't get married, they're too shallow.
Hmm.
Do you agree with that?
You said for women can't get married because they're too shallow?
Yeah, too shallow.
Yeah, that is true. Because I've seen, there was a woman that made a YouTube video. I don't know if it's still up. But she was talking about how she was sitting on the bus and there was a group of black women discussing the things that they wanted in a man. And they were like, oh, I want a man that makes six figures. He has to have a nice body. He has to, I mean, they had all these crazy qualifications, like, oh, he has to drive this type of car. He has to have good credit, all that. And then she asked them, okay, well, you're asking for all this. Well, what do you have? You know, what can you bring to the table? And all the women said, well, you know, I got this nice body. You know, like, I'm thick. I got a huge butt. And that's the only thing that she could really say. And then these women were also working minimum wage jobs. Their credit really wasn't the best. So why is it that you're asking for all these crazy things when you don't really have much to bring to the table yourself? Now, I'm not saying that you should settle and be with somebody that you don't want, but at the same time, you need to go out and look for your equal. And if you want a man who is, I mean, if you want a top-notch man, then you gotta have something too. You got to have something to bring to the table yourself, because you can't just expect, you can't be like a 4, but you want a 10. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work that way. And I think that's the reason why a lot of women aren't getting married, because they're like, okay, you want, I mean, the perfect man out there for you might not have a six pack, and he might be making five figures and not six figures.
And what part of the spectrum, like I said, why has it all got to be about, yes, of course, let's keep it real. I mean, we do need money to pay our bills, yes. Mm-hmm. But if the man's a hard worker, the man keeps a job, the man's responsible, you know what I'm saying? I mean, eventually he going to come up. He going to eventually get a better job, you know, if he's that type of guy that's just a go-getter. You know, he going to make it. You know, I mean, you can't keep a good man down, but he may not be on the top when you meet him. Then the scary part as a man, when you start getting on top and you're single and you're trying to, you know, settle down and get married, you're concerned about, okay, is this chick after me for my money?
Mm-hmm.
It's better to get a woman when you don't have nothing than it is when you do have something. Because at least you know when you don't have nothing, she ain't with you for no money.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Because women, like, if you pick a man who's ambitious and hardworking, just like you said, he's going to come up, and if you encourage him, you help him out, you guys are going to come up together, and he'll love you even more for that, instead of going around chasing after somebody who's making six figures. And the problem with a lot of women is they make it easy for them to be, I mean, they're dateable, and a guy will have no problem with dating you and having sex with you, but they don't. Either sometimes it has to do with the way they carry themselves or just how they act in a relationship that prevents them from being viewed as somebody that a man would really want to marry.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody wants somebody just, you know, always out for what they can get out of them. Mm-hmm. That goes both ways. They got some guys that actually get with women just for, you know, they money too. They got guys like that. They see a woman, you know, and she may be generous and may give him some money, and you know, he notices she's nice, and he's like, oh, so I'm going to get with her. And, you know, she's constantly giving him money, paying his cell phone bill, letting him drive her car all day while she's at work busting her tail, you know, all this stuff. So, I mean, it does work both ways if somebody's trying to use you like that. So, you know, we just want to put that out there. It's not just, you know, on one side of the fence. But the second thing I want to talk about is also with men, some men feel that single life is better than ever today. They said because the value of marriage to men has declined, the quality of single life has improved. They said single men were once looked on with suspicion, passed over for promotion, for important jobs, which usually value stable family men, and often subjected to social opprobrium. Saying it, if I say it wrong, I'm sorry. You probably know that term better than me, Ms. Gabrielle. Anyway, they say it was hard to have a love life that wasn't aimed at marriage, and premarital sex was risky and frowned upon. Now no one looks at you twice about the single lifestyle. They say dating is easy and probably prefer employees and no conflict and family responsibilities. They say plus video games, cable TV, and the internet provide entertainment that didn't used to be available.
Mm-hmm.
Is this good for society? They say probably not, as falling birth rates and increased single motherhood demonstrate. But people respond to incentives. If you want more men to marry, it needs to be more attractive proposition. We'll get into that here in a second. Make sure that anybody that calls 347-996-3350, make sure you press the 1 button so I know that you want to talk, because, you know, I may see you there, but, you know, if you don't hit that 1 button, I won't know if, you know, you want. It puts a little indicator on the screen. I see one person sitting in the queue, but I don't know if they're listening or they want to talk. So until they press it, that's what I know. Anyway, so do you agree that single life, at least for guys, especially if anything, forget the video games, forget the cable TV, the internet. I really think the internet is killing it for women to get married.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, it's so easy to find a woman. But eventually you are going to get tired of the single life and you'll want to settle down eventually. I don't think anybody really wants to be a rolling stone forever. But single life isn't really frowned upon for males or females anymore.
Yeah.
You know, being promiscuous is not something that is viewed as a bad thing. I mean, both men and women nowadays, depending on you know, what part of the country you live in. Like if you're in a more a liberal state, like if you live in an area that's more, like everybody is more liberal-minded, you can go out and sleep with whoever you want to. You don't really have to get married ever. and in some cases, not getting married. For some, like some people think that, oh, well, if you get married and you have a family, that'll slow you down. You won't be able to. You're not going to be able to make as much money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people think that, oh, well, single life is better. I have the freedom. I can travel anywhere I want to. I can go out anytime I want, come back anytime I want. I don't have to get bored of looking at the same person for 20 years, you know. And for some people really think that single life is the best.
I mean, but eventually, you know, like I said, you can go way back. You know, even the Lord said that it's not good for people to be alone. Yeah, what's the point of all that money you don't have nobody to share it with? Let's say, okay, you work your career, you make your money, you do your thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you look up, you got all this money, all this traveling, all this stuff you've done, and then you by yourself. See, what makes you think about those things, like, let's say, like holidays. You may can't go to your family house. Maybe you, because of your job, you live far away. You can't be calling these random females to come eat Thanksgiving dinner with you, really. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and it'd be on some real, you know, family type of stuff. Or what if you get sick for some reason? You're in the hospital 1 or 2 days. That's when you're going to really feel that loneliness, either times of sickness.
Or holidays.
You lost, like let's say you lost a family member or something, and you're by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't call these little random females to really, like, make you feel like you have somebody there. You don't. I mean, it just doesn't work. It's those times like that that make you feel like, holidays. You said about Christmas, too. That's when people really can feel the most single is during the holiday season.
Yeah, I can attest to that because I hate when holidays roll around, you know. Because it's like, it don't matter what holiday it is. When you're single... And I know a lot of people that can, they'll say the same thing. When you're single, it doesn't matter if it's Mother's Day, Christmas, anything. Because most holidays are geared towards family. And so
most of them are. Think about it. Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's. You got Christmas. You got what people do stuff as families, Memorial Day. That's about to come up here.
4th of July, there's always the family.
4th of July, yep. You know, like you said, what, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all this stuff. New Year's, a lot of times. You may party, but still, people still get with their family, barbecue, you know, do their thing. Easter, people do big, you know, with family. I mean, all these holidays that people get together with family, and okay, you single, you run the streets or whatever, but you're still by yourself. Trust me, there's a lot of dudes out there that, like, I don't care what y'all say. A lot of them want one woman, and they actually want to be married. They really do. But a lot of guys are like, man, I can't trust these females. That's the problem. And I got some calls. The ones who are on the line, press the 1 button to let me know that you want to speak, because I got, like, 3 calls sitting there, and I just want to know if y'all want to talk or not. Because a lot of guys feel that, you know, I know from personal experience, dealing with a pathological liar as a person you're with, that's not good. So when you get burnt by that person, okay, you don't really want to deal with that ever again, somebody, some female lying. Because one thing I can tell you, women lie a whole lot better than men. We always get caught. It's hard to catch a woman lying. You know what I'm saying? But men, I think maybe it's just not built in us to lie because, you know, we made an image of the Lord.
What you trying to say?
Well, because we made an image of God, and God can't lie. Now, wow. Women are made in the image of man. So you always remember that story. Anyway, so that lying, a lot of people fear. You know, of course, you know, guys lie, too. They really do. I mean, that goes into the situation that keep people from getting married and monogamous. It's just the lying part. But let me see. I don't know. Because some people say they press it and they can't get it. Area code 334. You on the show? 334? All right. Go to the next one. Area code 239. You on the show?
Actually, I'm listening right now. I'll talk later.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, I just want to make sure. Mate, like I said again, you want to call 347-996-3350, press the 1 button. Okay. So people who lie a lot, you know, that's people that should not even think about getting married, and you can't even have a relationship if you lie 24/7. I mean, because when you the type of person, if you breathe and you lying, that's a problem. You lie about everything. And who's going to trust you? I mean, you know, in marriage, you got to trust your partner. You know, when they're telling you they're going to do something, when they're going to pay that DirecTV bill, you got to trust them to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Not spend money on the nail shop. You know, the bill's got to be paid. Or, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pay the rent, but you didn't pay the rent. You wanted to say, oh, I'm going to hold the rent back for a few days because this dude wants to go out with his friends. And, you know, the woman thinking the rent got paid until she get a letter at the door from the landlord talking about you got 3 days to vacate. Well, I thought you paid the rent. Oh, well, I mean, I was supposed to pay it. I was supposed to get this money this time, right? But, you know, I mean, it fell through. So you mean to tell me we got to pay late fees, all this other stuff, just because, you know, you're supposed to pay the rent? Because they got some guys, believe it or not, you cannot leave money in their hands because they will not pay bills. You know, they talk about women that do that, but it's a lot of men that do that. They got some men and some women to tell you. If they don't take over the finances and pay the bills, they won't have nothing. Point blank. They won't have a thing.
That's why you have to – that's why there's some couples do have – like sometimes the wife will be in charge of managing the finances because she just has better organizational skills.
Yeah.
Have like a little planner and a whole book dedicated to paying the bills and managing the budget and all that. I mean, some people just aren't good at it.
You're right about that. Some people aren't. And thing is, in marriage, you got to know each other's strengths and mm-hmm. you got to know each other's weaknesses. But you know, when you put each other together, you know, then you don't have no weaknesses because usually your partner is going to, if you pick right, they're going to compliment you. So where you weak at, they usually strong at where they, you know, strong at, you may be weak at. You know what I'm saying? So if it's finances and you notice that your husband is better at it or the wife is better at it, then take advantage of that person. I mean, of course, even if they're not good at it, you still let them know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And modern technology is a great way because most of banks got apps. If both of y'all got the app on the phone, then y'all could check, okay, well, we're paying the bills this way, that way. Now, let me talk about something else that causes problems, too, in marriage while we're talking about money. You should not have secret accounts, secret mm-hmm. money accounts. That has always caused money, and it's always been a devil's playground for people to get into things they have no business. You mm-hmm. know, like a dude having a side chick, well, you know, he's doing spending stuff on the side chick because he got extra bank accounts.
But even then, I've seen some people that will use a joint account and be using that money to pay for hotels and pay for, I've seen people buy apartments for their side chick with the joint account. So.
Yeah, but if you're using the main bank account to do that crap and your wife or the husband is on it, then I'm sorry, that's silly. Now, you know good and well if you stayed at a hotel or not.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman I know, they'll question that. What's this hotel?
Mm-hmm.
What's this restaurant? Like, I didn't go there. Did you take the kids there? Well, what when you went there? I mean, at least the women that I've dealt with. No, I've heard they got some silly women like that. They won't question nothing. They believe anything they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some guys like that take advantage. My wife's talking about she be checking. You check all you want. I don't care. I'm always here. But, don't have secret accounts. I mean, that just causes trouble. You know, you don't be hiding nothing because anything that you run around here hiding and stuff, done in the dark will come to light. So it just don't do that. Another thing about money, because money is a big thing. Don't have that my money, your money crap. That's not something you should do in a marriage at all. Because that causes problems, I know from personal experience. When, you know, you have one person working and they may have an attitude, okay, it's for the family, and then the other person may be like, well, you make more money than me, so you should be doing more than me because you make more. It should not be none of this, you make more stuff. No, we are combined together. If you make $15 an hour and I make 30. Okay, we make $45 an hour. That's what we make in this house. And that's how you're supposed to look at it. You do not look at it like, well, since he make more or she make more, I don't have to help out. I can blow my money that I get at my job, but, you know, he or she has to pay all the bills out of the money they get. That do cause a problem. Because, you know, that one person will feel like, dog, I'm paying for everything, and all they doing is just, like, blowing the money. They're not really, you know, contributing anything. Or even if that person do pay all the bills, why don't you buy the groceries? Why don't you do the little things like that to try to, you know, pick up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, like I said, when you're married, money is one of the biggest things that could bust you up. And even before you get married, you need to make sure, like you were saying earlier, that man and that woman is a good steward of their money. You know, y'all need to talk about credit and all the debt. Like I said, what I know about credit now, something that everybody should take care of is your credit.
Yeah.
And when you get together in a marriage, you're going to need credit. You're going to need cars. You may want to buy a house. If you have kids, you may have to, you know, eventually put them in, you know, different things, or they go to college. They want loans or whatever. Money is a big thing. So you don't want a man or a woman that got $30,000 in debt and never even had a foreclosure. You know, you got 3-4 repo cars, not because you lost your job, but just because you're just not good at paying your bills and you lose them. Now, you know people like that, Gabriella?
I mean, I know some people like that. I've known people that can rack up crazy debt. Like a lot of young people do that. Like, they'll go crazy. Like, they get their first credit card and they'll just lose their mind. Or some people will just won't pay bills because they're like, oh, I don't feel like paying. Or they don't think it's a big problem because they're like, oh, well, it's not like if they're going to come knocking on my door and take the money, so I can just let it go unpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people just don't know anything about credit because their parents didn't teach them. You know, and some people don't know that they don't know how the proper way to raise their credit score and how to manage debt. They don't know how to, I mean, there's so many things that people just don't understand when it comes to money, and money is actually one of the biggest causes of divorces.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, when one person feels they're overachieving, and the other person isn't, maybe sometime, you know, due to that person just being lazy. That's another thing. You know, you guys got to have the same work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have one person that's just a go-getter, and the other person just want to be lazy and just not do much, just barely make it. That takes a toll, too.
Mm-hmm. But that's why the Bible says it's important to be equally yoked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, like, I don't want to say anything bad about, you know, anybody I've dated in the past, but I saw that it was going, I was dating someone, and I saw that it was going to be a problem because I'm very ambitious, and he's the kind of person that's like, oh, well, you know, as long as I have a small apartment, as long as I have a car, I'm good. I don't really care about anything else. I don't need an extravagant life. I'm not saying that you need to have an extravagant life, but if you have one person as a go-getter, one person that's just like, you know, I'll just settle for a mediocre lifestyle, then it's not going to work out long-term.
Exactly, because, you know, like I said, I'm that type of person. I like to get it. I like to, you know, do everything I can to give my kids and my family the life I've always wanted them to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll do the extra stuff that I need to do to try to get that. And, you know, like I said, my wife's the same way. You know, my wife will kill herself on stuff, you know, so she could, you know, do better and move up and advance and everything. She's not happy at being at the bottom. She's not, so we both are like that, which is great. So when you have two people like that, you'll be okay. But, you know, when you have somebody, you know, that's just not like that, it just makes, you know, the relationship very, very hard on some, you know, some things. Whether you are either married or even you dating somebody and they're like that, at least you might want to consider not fooling with them because work ethic is a big thing. Another thing that, you know, we need to focus on is, you know, some people, they can't get married either because they're too selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you think about that, Ms. Gabriella, about people being selfish?
I mean, some people are just, some people admit it. They say they're too selfish and they know it. There's just some people that, I mean, there are some people that really aren't meant to get married. I don't think it's something that everybody should do. I mean, it's recommended, but some people really don't care about anybody but themselves. They're only after what's going to make me feel good. And to be able to have a successful family, you always have to be thinking about, what can I do for the other person? What can I do to make my family happy? How can I contribute to the household? And if you're only thinking about me, then you're just going to have a bunch of problems, because you're going to be taking the money, you're going to be taking money and spending it on things that you want to spend it on, things like that.
Yeah, because like I said, that selfishness, you know, it's just something that is ugly. I mean, everybody is naturally selfish. I mean, let's keep it real. But, you know, a true person that's mature will say, you know, well, let me think about what I'm doing is going to affect other people, or how is this going to affect my family, or what do my family need, stuff like that. Because you got to prioritize, you know, in your family too. I mean, it's a lot of stuff you want, but, you know, it comes on the list. What's most important is the most least important. But, you know, if you're a selfish type of person, then, you know, I agree with you. You should just stay single. You shouldn't get involved with nobody, because all you think about is you and what you can get. And at the end of the day, that person is miserable too, because eventually they're going to get tired of being by themselves and they can't figure it out. But usually it's just because you're just a little too selfish, and people like that don't want to compromise, like in a relationship. But sometimes you got to compromise. You know, you may want to go to a Pizza Hut, you know, for you know, some little quick meal. Your girl may want to go to a IHOP. Well, you can't go to Pizza Hut all the time. You got to go to IHOP sometime. You know what I'm saying? Find something on the menu you like. I mean, it's called compromise. If somebody's selfish, they're not talking about compromising.
No.
And a lot of people don't realize that these dynamics are very, very important. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people don't realize this is what's, you know, preventing you from getting married. You know, another thing we need to focus on is trust as well. I mean, do you trust the person you're with?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'll tell you right now, as a man, I wouldn't marry a woman I don't trust.
Why? And you shouldn't.
You know?
Because you can love somebody and not trust them. But if you trust somebody, that makes, I mean, it makes it so much easier to love them. Because you don't want to always have to be questioned. I mean, you shouldn't be with somebody who's trying to make you jealous or is always doing sneaky things and stuff like that. Because you're going to, I mean, nobody wants to walk around thinking, well, what if, you know, what happens if I stay out of the house too long? Is she going to be bringing somebody over? But then again, a lot of that has to do with your insecurities. I think that people need to work on not being so insecure. Because I've seen cases where people, their insecurities cause so many problems in their relationships. Like, there was two people, it was on a TV show, there was two people that they wanted to get a lie detector test because they felt that, yes, I'm referencing Maury, I know it's a stupid show, but these two people have been hurt so many times in the past. Every single relationship they've been in, they've been cheated on. And so they felt like, so when they finally found each other, they had all this baggage and they were so insecure that they always thought that the other person was cheating. You know, and you gotta, and I think that trusting someone does come from, it comes from both, you know, it comes from both ways. Like, you have to be secure in yourself and you have to be, and you have to be aware that, you know, who you are is enough. And you can't always be thinking the other person's going to cheat on you, because a lot of the times if you keep acting insecure and you keep asking questions, you keep being like, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? Going through people's phones, going through people's stuff, raising a big ruckus, coming to people's jobs, yelling at them,
I wouldn't even go through all that stuff. Oh, no. Because I'm like, you ain't, because if you got a trust issue like that, I mean, it's that bad. Well, this person did me this in the past, and that person, like, look, I'm not them. I don't have their social security number or their name, so don't confuse me with them. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell any dude that if this chick won't leave you alone, you know you're not doing nothing, then it's just like, you know what, look, you need to go talk to somebody. I'm not your counselor. I'm not about to go through this stress and this headache dealing with you because you're insecure. And don't you dare marry a chick that's insecure. That's even worse. You think she's bad now? Oh, wait till she you marry her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cheating on me? And oh boy, no, you don't want that.
So basically, going, they're going, I mean, eventually you're going to drive them to cheat. Because it's like, man, I might as well.
Yeah, right, right, right. For some guys, at least, they would.
I mean,
right.
Well, not, I'm not saying it's justifiable, but some I've actually seen it happen with my own eyes. People will sit there and say, oh, you must be cheating on me. You're cheating on me, going through people's stuff. Like, let's say a guy will have a business card in his pocket that he just picked up from somewhere. He's like, oh, who is this? You know, tripping over everything. He had a phone number written down that was from somebody at his job, and it was like a business thing. Of course, the woman sat there and called the number, and a woman picked up, and she started tripping and yelling at the woman, like, who are you? How do you know my husband? All this. Like, that kind of stuff is what will drive a person away.
Yeah, I'll drive them to cheat. Like you say, I'll say, shoot, you accuse me of doing it. I might as well give you something to talk about since you're saying I'm doing it 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you had the point that you got to talking about doing an Yvette from Baby Boy, you know, smelling the man, if you get to that point, you need some sort of help, female.
I really do.
And like a dude, they got some guys like that, too. I mean, they got some guys that's crazy. You know, it's like they get with a chick and they think, you know, that's probably the best looking chick they ever had. And they're showing up at her job, too. And they blowing her phone up and he don't answer her back. You know, I mean, answer him back, I'm sorry. In 2.5 seconds, he blowing up her phone. Who you with? I know you texting other people and calling and calling and calling. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like they got guys just as bad. Trust me, insecure. Mm. Very, very insecure. I think it's worse than a man's insecure. Like, dude, all these females out here. And you tripping about her? And I tell dudes this. If a chick going to cheat, she gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to put a chastity belt on her. That's the only way. She going to cheat. So why are you even tripping? You can't control her like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, you just tell a chick from the beginning. I ain't down with all that cheating and lying and all the other stuff. You going to start, if you want to cheat, you know, I always say, if you want to have this, let me know, man. You ain't got to do all that. I'm not going to sweat you like that. I'll let you go by your business. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes stuff don't work out.
That's the thing, because some people are, like, I think the worst thing that you could do for a child, because I know some people are like, oh, well, I want to stay together for the child. But if you feel like you're tempted to cheat and you're just not happy, it's better to just leave. There's no sense in staying in a relationship where it's just time to move on. Because if you start thinking about cheating, that's just usually a sign the relationship is over.
I mean, real talk, like, my situation, when I was married to my ex, you know, I'm going to say the last year and a half of that, I stayed with her because of the kids. I didn't want my kids growing up in a single-parent household and all the crap that go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But every day I was there, you know, it was just like I was losing more and more of myself. Mm-hmm. I was not happy at all. I mean, not at all. Like, you know, I remember, man, I would just want to stay at work because it's like I was happy at work. You mm-hmm. know, I'd rather laugh with the guys and I would volunteer for overtime. You know, anytime somebody, you know, wanted to be off, I'll work for you because I didn't want to be home.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad, I was working like 84 hours a week
mm-hmm.
just so I could just have some peace. And then, you know, when she would go to work, I'd be happy. I said, oh, my God, she's gone. I mean, but I love my kids come and be with my kids. But it was just, but when it got to the point, like, you know, when you're just losing yourself so much that you just feel like dead in the inside. Yeah, you can't do it. Let me tell you something. I was a better father when I left, actually, and by myself than when I was with them in that state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you should not stay in a relationship if it's over with and you know it's over with. There's nothing you guys can fix. You need to move on. You need to, you know, go talk to whoever you talk to in the marriage or whatever, because it's worse on those kids when you like that, because those kids pick up on everything. They really do.
Exactly.
They see you unhappy. They see the smart remarks and all this other stuff that go on. They see that. And that's not the environment that you want to have kids in.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Because kids pay attention to that. They like, you know, they see, like, you know, like my kids, they see how happy I am, you know, when I'm, you know, with my wife and how we get along and everything. They notice all that. And they've even told me, say, you know, I've never seen you, you know, like that before. You know, well, there's a difference. Because they notice. So, and also, speaking of kids, don't have no kids women thinking you're going to keep that man. Oh, I'm pregnant because, you know, I know a baby, you know, I'll keep him here. Like, I don't know. Is that in the female playbook or what?
But don't female playbook, because that, I think that's the worst thing that you could do to a child, sitting there trying to use children as ammunition or trying to use kids as a pawn in some nasty, twisted chess game. They're like, oh, if I have children with this guy, it'll make him stay around. Because no matter what, even if he leaves me, I mean, that's some insecure stuff right there. But even if he leaves me, that means that for the rest of this child's life, then I always have a way back.
Uh-huh.
Which is stupid. Because, I mean, especially with some men are just like, I mean, there's some men that will just be like, I don't care. Put me on child support, I'll never see that child ever again. So then you have this woman walking around bitter and angry because she's like, oh, I had a baby with this guy. Now, and they sit there and will say all these nasty remarks, especially to their son. They'll be like, oh, you look just like your daddy. Or you do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, that's terrible on a little boy.
Hold on, Ms. Gabriella. One person press one. Anybody want to speak, make sure you press one. It's on the line. The call in number 347-996-3350. Go ahead and answer this first call. Erico 412, you're on the show.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm well. What's your topic?
Are you marriage material?
Well, first I wanted to say something about women, because you had said something about how women have those babies and they think that they're going to keep the man. I just think that a lot of women, well, personally from my experience, I think some women use their quote-unquote womanhood as a crutch to make a man feel guilty. And I just think that's one thing that really gets under my skin with some females, that I can't be around a female like that. It's just so useless, you know? I mean, like, they have nothing better to do than to sit around and plan and plot and see how they're going to make their next move on this guy that doesn't even want them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you, because some women play too many games. You know, it's like, the thing is, and another word they call it, trapping a man. Oh, I'm a, you know, the guy told you, no, I don't really want no kids right now. I want to wait. And then they got some women that will go to the point of lying to a guy, saying she's on birth control, or they got women that would, you know, give a man a condom full of, you know, holes in it that she put in it so she can get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sad.
On the topic of marriage material, I think I would say, let me start with a woman who is marriage material, because I'm a woman myself, a woman who is marriage material is a woman who is independent, but is not so independent that she wouldn't be able to depend on a man and have a man in her life and be able to obey a man, because that's when you marry, you're supposed to love, honor, and obey. And
I think the word you're looking for is interdependent. In other words,
right.
You're not independent of yourself. I'm not independent of myself. We are dependent on each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the woman, it has to have, you know, some skills where she can support the man, you know, whether it's office skills or secretarial skills or cooking skills, crafting skills, homemaking skills, sewing skills, things that she can do to support her man and her future children.
And I'm glad you brought that up about cooking and all that. See, you can't live in a fast food restaurant. That is expensive. You know, like I said, I can go to Walmart. My wife can go to Walmart or whatever. You spend $20, you know, or so, cook a meal that can last a day or two, versus you go to eat fast food for at least for three meals or so, right? And you spend way more than $20. And that stuff not good for you anyway.
It's not.
And so you gain a lot of weight from that kind of food, because if you notice, back in the day, a lot of, more so people were thinner and not as heavy as they were today.
Mm-hmm.
Because the food was different. I mean, it wasn't as processed. It was more organic. And mm-hmm. people were cooking more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I was growing up, it was rare if I went to a fast food. I'm going to say, man, it had to be maybe once a month or, you know, in the hood, in income tax time. You know, you go somewhere in. You know what I'm saying? But it was rare. We always ate, you know, some sort of beans, rice, gravy, some sort of meat. You know, maybe we had some, you know, chicken or whatever, fried chicken, fried pork chops, or baked chicken, baked pork chops, whatever, or may have some gumbo.
Basically, you have the basic meat, starch, and vegetable,
mm-hmm.
and bread, if you, you know, some type of bread or the... You know, like cornbread or a roll or something.
Oh, yeah,
just,
cornbread.
You too. Know, and so you just had your basic stuff. Now it's just like, I don't even know half of that stuff that's in McDonald's or people come out with. I don't know. It's just.
I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't see wraparound lines at McDonald's. Now it's like, man, is that the food stamp line or what? I mean,
hey, that's a family place to get your dinner now.
I'm telling you, like, I was like, man, I need to open up me some McDonald's franchises. If I give me some money, I'm opening up a couple of them because I know I'm going to make my money back. Because people will line up at fast food like it's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a guy the other day I know, you know, a guy runs a few businesses, and he was telling me he was about to open up a pizza place. And mm-hmm. Arco's Pizza, actually, he said he's going to open up. And he was telling me Papa John's, you know, does $30,000 a week. $30,000 a week on pizza. Now, that's people that's not cooking. Oh, I don't feel like cooking. I'm going to go home and pick up a pizza because I'm tired. Versus back in the day, well, you know, a lot of things has changed back in the day because it was more cooking because a lot of women were home or they were working part-time jobs, too. They weren't working, like, full-time jobs, like, because, you know, a lot of women today work like, you know, men. They work, some of them, 60 hours full-time, 40 hours.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They work way too much.
And really, those career women, they worse than guys. I'm talking about getting married. Like, shoot, I don't know about all that. They got plenty of women to say that.
That's the thing, but they folk are like, I mean, say everybody's different. Not everybody wants a family. But usually the career women I've seen are usually the most bitter and the most angry and the most lonely because they start out saying, oh, you know, I don't need a man. I got this degree. I got this nice car. I got this nice house. But usually those are the ones when they're amongst their friends that complain about being single or how they can't get a man. But it's like you spent all your time, I mean, all your youth, focusing on trying to get all this material wealth, but what's the sense of having all that if you have no one to share it with?
That's right. That's 100% right. You know, even the same thing with a man. They put themselves in the position of a man. A man can get successful. They're like, man, I'm sick of these hoes. Like, I want me one person. You know, I mean, you do get to that point. I'm pretty sure that women get to that point, but it's worse than, you know, I was hearing a guy talk about this today. It's worse than women get like that, like really high up financially, because mm-hmm. what keeps them more single, they want the guy to be exactly like them. You know, maybe that master's or doctorate degree and maybe that high salary job.
They want that perfect male. They want that perfect male. And he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. You know, you come into contact with human beings who have faults and who have imperfections. You're not going to come into contact with some man who dropped out of the sky. You're not, no. It's not going to happen.
That's true. I mean, it's you know, most men, they don't say, oh, I want a woman with this degree and she needs to make X amount of dollars. Most guys just want an attractive woman that's nice. Maybe she can crack a few eggs or whatever. And just keep him happy. You know, that's mostly
that's
it.
That's true. That's true.
And we're not sitting on top of saying how much money does she make. You know, like, you know, the only thing you need to find out, of course, we don't care if this girl is working at McDonald's. She can work at Walmart. She can live in her mama house. We don't care. As long as she meet all those little things, man, we'll give them the world. As long as they're good, you know, women. But women have all these expectations, some of them worse than others. And it's like, man, you never know. You may be actually picking up a guy that could be the next billionaire. He's just not the billionaire right now. But if you get with him, you encourage him. Because let me tell you something, a woman can make a man feel like he's 20 feet tall and he only 4'7".
Yes,
she can.
The right
she can build his confidence and stroke his male ego and pump him up, and he'll go out and do great things. Women don't realize that. You could actually, like, if your man kind of, like, lazy and not a go-getter, you could actually encourage him to the point that he would actually turn to that way just to please you.
Mm-hmm.
And women don't get that. Support your man. You will get a whole lot more out of it at the end of the day because you're like, dog, man, like, my wife, she – you know, help me do this, or she encouraged me to go to school, or, you know, she pushed me to start my business and all this other stuff. And then that kind of man, if he's a decent man, you're going to get the type of loyalty out of him like a stray dog is with a person that took him in off the street. You can't get rid of him.
It's true.
But a lot of women don't get that because they worry about what they can get out of a man versus let's get with this guy. And you know, but you got to have an eye. And I'm sorry, some women have a better eye than others to see the potential in a man.
Yeah.
You know, some women focus on things, and I'm gonna say this, I hate to say this, I notice in the black community at least, a lot of our sisters don't have that eye.
They don't. They'll look at the outer, they'll look at the things that the guy has on the outer appearance, but they don't know how much money he really has. Like, there's a lot of successful men that walk around with some Skechers, you know, some cheap $20 sneakers, some khaki pants, and a polo shirt. Those are the men that really have money with a simple car and in a small place. But the guys that are walking around wearing flashy clothes and a fancy car, those are some of the most broke men.
It's true.
Women will look at the guy that has the appearance that he's made it already, and they'll chase after that guy. That's why all these women will sit there and chase after rappers. And rappers and, I mean, people that have only played, like, a season in the NBA. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, he got money. Yeah, for now. You don't really know. That's not – I mean, they don't even focus on somebody who may have, like, a 2005 Honda. He might have a small apartment, but he's ambitious. And if you get with a man like that, I mean, who knows? If you stay with him and you encourage him and you motivate him, 10 years later, he might be a millionaire.
Just might be. But give me a second, Ms. Gabriella. Hold on, because this person is sitting on the line here. Eric Code 832, you on the show.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
All right. Y'all took the words right out of my mouth before you put me on. I learned a few quick lessons that a lot of people, and this goes for men and women, a lot of people are just not team players anymore. Everybody's, like, looking for stepping stones to the next and the next. And when you want it all, you're going to wind up with nothing. Because sometimes it's the reverse when people say they don't want to settle. If you never settle for something, you're going to wind up with nothing. And, you know, so sometimes people need to make a choice.
Well, some people don't know how to crawl before they walk, too, though. That's a lot of their problem. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want to settle for mediocrity. I mean, that's perfect. You should not settle for mediocrity living. But you need to understand that everything's in stages and we need to work together. Like you say, a team player, because like, I'm gonna keep it real. All the stuff I do now, my business, my website, all the stuff that I'm doing, is really because of the encouragement of my wife. I can't take that away. She encouraged me to do all this stuff. She don't get in my way with it. She don't complain 24/7. None of this stuff that I do, and I tell everything I'm doing, hey, this is going on, that going on, and she's done nothing but encourage it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a benefit to it, you know, me having my business and stuff like that that's going on. Now, she's the type of woman that, no, you know, you can't be doing that and always, you know, you need to do it this way, because some women like to tell men how to do stuff too. She, you know, they don't, you know, because a man can bring you, hey, I got this idea. I think it could work or whatever, and some women won't go along with the man, at least let him try. Because, like I'm say back in 2013, I had lost a job. And, you know, I lost it on some messed up stuff. And my wife had said, you know, everything be all right, don't worry about it. You know, and I say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she was like, why don't you just focus on your business? How about that? He said, and to where you're doing other stuff. My wife didn't tell me nothing at the time period about, you know, on my case, about anything. I was taking care of my own business. I took my money, started my own website, started a bunch of stuff that had going on. And when I actually took that plunge, I was actually making the same amount as I were working at the time. And it was tripping me out. And then eventually that just took off even more. And it's like, now it's getting to a point, I would say it won't be too long before I can just say, hey, I just do my, you know, business 24/7 and won't work for nobody. And that's the point I want to be at, because that's freedom. That's like true freedom. That's not slavery of working for somebody on their plantation. I tell everybody, any job is like a plantation. They tell you when to come. They tell you when to go. They tell you when to work. They tell you when to stop. They can get rid of you. I just don't like that stuff as I'm getting older. But what if my wife wouldn't encourage me? What if she'd have been on my case? Why are you spending money? You could be doing this and you could be doing that. So women, your encouragement to your man goes a long way, more than what you think.
I've never been married, but I can attest to that part of it, because women have an extreme power to make sure, to motivate a man to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
For his wife, for his girlfriend, for his family, for it. It's just, I don't think that's being harvested like it used to be. I don't think people are teaching that like they
do. You know, so some women, man, that you know, want to encourage you to do the wrong thing, you know what I'm saying, instead of encourage you to do the right thing. And also women have the power to almost break you as a man, too, by the way they treat you.
Oh, yeah, because if you're always belittling a man, tearing him down, telling him, oh, you ain't no good, you're worthless, and a man will try to do things to please the woman. He'll go out and buy a purse for her, and she's like, oh, I don't like this. You know, I mean, or if he tries to compliment you and you always shoot him down, and he's like, oh, you look beautiful today. And he's always, and you're just like, oh, well, I don't look that good. Or you shoot him down whenever he tries to do something nice to you. Eventually, he's not going to want to do anything nice for you at all, because he's like, why bother? And then that'll break his spirit. So he's like, every single time I try to do something for her, she doesn't appreciate it. And that'll make him feel bad about himself as a man.
Oh, yeah. What you said? Oh, go ahead, brother. No, go ahead.
It seems to be more clear that at this stage in life, I think more females want to be wanted more than they want to be in a relationship. They just say they want to be in a relationship, they just want. And it doesn't end well a lot of times.
You can be wanted all day long. You know, police can want you. You know, it don't mean nothing. At the end of the day.
I mean, that's true, though. I'm going to have to agree with your statement, because look at all the women on social media. They're doing all this stuff so they can get some likes and some attention. They don't care who the likes and attention is coming from. They just want somebody to thirst after them and chase after them and tell them how beautiful they are. They don't really care about having somebody really genuinely love you for you. They just want to feel desired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a lot of those women want that fantasy, and if they're in a, like you said, a relationship, they have to take the good with the bad, and
mm-hmm.
they're not always prepared to do that. So, you know, they end up in that fantasy world or that delusional state.
It's like me and my coworkers are laughing on the flip side of this at guys, right? They're just like, they're like some fellas out there who just like to be cheap. They always cheat. Don't know why they're in a relationship, because you always find them cheap. But they break down when they find out their girlfriend or wife is cheating on them. It's like it's really like the same dynamic. You want it all, and you want to get your way, but you don't want the other person to make you feel the same way you make them feel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no human being want that. Male or female, like, you know, like you're talking about cheating. You know, us as men, we take that a whole lot harder than women. Women a lot of times are more forgiving with that. They'll rationalize it. They'll be like, well, maybe I wasn't, you know, keeping up with myself. Maybe, you know, I wasn't having sex with him enough. Maybe, you know, she, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying she'll forgive you every time. Some women will cut you off from the first time. But, you know, a lot of women will actually, you know, forgive that a lot more than men.
Yeah, because we don't do that.
Yeah, men, we just have in our head, you know, just the act of her doing that, and that we just can't stomach it. we can't do that.
And no. Guess that's just a double standard, because I mean, there's a lot of women that'll forgive a man for cheating.
You know, but like I said, as I've gotten older, I used to have an attitude about that, like, oh, hey, you know, well, if somebody do that, then. You know, yeah, they this and they that. And I used to have a certain attitude about people who do that. But mm-hmm. with my experience with time, I would say, you know, you don't know what led up to that. You know?
Exactly. That's why, because I used to be the same way. I used to have like in the Tiger Woods case, my cousin and I were discussing it when it was relevant. And at first I used to be like, oh, he cheated on his wife. Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. But she was like, no, you don't know what was going on in the house. You don't understand the whole story. All you see is the aftermath. So you can't say, oh, well, he's a bad person for cheating. How do you really know what happened in the house? I'm not saying that cheating is a good idea and it's something that you should do, but every single case is different.
Yeah, because like say, some of the situations could be, let's say like if the relationship was over and they just sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, just staying with each other. Mm-hmm. But I don't advocate that. I think that you should just go about your business, and I do that because, you know, when you cheat on somebody, and some people are extremely disrespectful with it to the point they're bringing the people inside their own house, and that's when bullets start flying, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I always see that's what my dad said. He always would say, even though he does not condone cheating, he said, if you are going to cheat, at least don't do it in my house, because if you do it in our bed, that's unforgivable. That's one thing I will never forgive.
I've always had the attitude, you know, like you said, don't do it because if I catch you, I'm going to say temporary insanity. I thought he was raping you. I'm going to shoot you. And I'm saying, I thought, hey, you in my house. I thought it was a rape.
Just don't reload.
Huh?
Just don't reload.
Hey, man, I mean, you in somebody else's house. Castle law.
The castle law.
I get you.
Yeah.
Don't have
that's actually law here in Texas.
Well, I know.
Yeah, you know about the castle law. that's why that kid that went in that man killed that kid that was from around here. I know that story I did a while back, the daughter snuck in. That's why he's not going to jail or getting anything because you know he thought she was being raped. He didn't know.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate circumstance.
It's unfortunate, but it that's just the law.
Yeah.
Now some states he would have been prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, but shooting somebody in your own house, you'd be prosecuted. But not here in Texas. That's why I say I like Texas. We the most gun-toting state in the union, so we'll keep it at that. But you know, and also talking about you know marriage or whatever, you know, also women want their man to protect them too, you know, as well. You know, I don't know what woman don't want to feel protected by their man in some way, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's one.
Because, like, there's some men that are just so, like, a lot of them are so soft. And they'll be, like if a robber was to come to the house or somebody was to come banging on the door late at night, they'll send their wife to go and answer the door.
Well, that's another thing. I think I would have to say, if I was looking for, because I'm 23, I'm a virgin, and I'm, if I was to marry a man, that's the only way I would lose my virginity if I would find a man and marry him. But I honestly, like, a marriageable man to me would be one that has his stuff together, is confident, is independent. But one that, like you said, is a protector, is tough. Like, I want a tough man, like a hard core Like one of those hard.
Wait, what do you define as hard core?
I hope you're not saying a rough one.
Are you talking about like a guy who's just, I say more so of an old school type, maybe?
Old school, yeah.
Just a man, just a man's man. That's
yeah.
What you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about the masculine.
Yeah, not, you know, one of these guys that say, I ain't wearing no pink because that's a girl. I ain't wearing no light pastel colors. And it's not a man. Those type of guys?
Not really, no. Just the old school type.
Well, old school types talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, I tell anybody this. I was raised old school. I believe in it. Ain't nothing you can tell me to change it. Because, you know, and I remember when they start having guys wearing pink, I said, what the hell is that? Guys wearing pink. And what tripped me out about these new age females, they be supporting that feminized stuff for guys and get pissed off if a guy say something about it.
They'll have a guy walk around with some lipstick and leggings looking more feminine than the girl, and if you say something about it, then you're being judgmental or whatever.
Yeah.
As if having an opinion is a bad thing. Now, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you can, what's wrong with saying you just don't agree with it? I don't think that, I mean, hey, everybody is different. Maybe some women are attracted to an androgynous prince type of guy. But me, I'm attracted to a masculine man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything wrong with saying that.
I remember my grandmother.
I don't want no man wearing a skirt.
Right. I remember my grandmother telling my mother that, like, don't bring no man home that think he's prettier than you. And I don't think girls get that nowadays.
Yeah. You know,
I don't want a man
crazy.
With the earring in his ear. No, that's a big no-no, too.
No-no to what?
A man
I don't
with
want
earring.
A man with the earring in his ear.
Okay. No earrings, what else he can't have?
Well, he has to be a good Christian, of course. I mean, just
okay.
He has to be spiritual and, you know, that he knows the Lord. I want him to know the
mm-hmm.
Lord. And,
okay.
But I would love, like, a plain man. I don't want him, like, too fancy or anything like that. Just somebody conservative and a masculine man.
So you want, like I said, and I'm going to keep saying this, you want a guy who's old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. You know, you don't want the new age guy who's teeter-tottering mm-hmm. on the feminized. And, you know, no, I get it. Like I said, you know, it trips me out. I think I'm not the only one, but I think I'm one of the last few guys that don't possess a tattoo. I don't have a single tattoo. Because I
felt
I just didn't want to, mark my body up like that. And, you know, I just have a thing about that. You know, when I was growing up, that was more so for gang members and, you know, somebody like that. They wasn't just for everyday people going to the job and all this other stuff. And you got all these people just tattooing themselves up. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't marry no woman tattoo all in her neck, tattoo all over the place. Like, what's wrong
mm-mm.
with you?
That was so tacky as a woman. And you limit yourself for a man. For males and females. The only time that I would say being tatted up like that is appropriate is if that's if that has something to do with your line of work. Like if you're
yeah.
a tattoo artist or you're a sailor or something, then I might let you. I mean, there's some cases where I'll say that's okay. But if you're but if you don't really have any reason to have tattoos other than the fact that you just want them, then there's no purpose. Because especially since those are expensive, tattoos aren't
cheap. They do kind of serve a purpose. They do kind of serve a purpose, and it's kind of twisted. Like when y'all were talking about the old school man, a lot of this stuff comes from like pseudo masculinity and pseudo confidence, and it's just like people dressing the part but not being the part. People look at that stuff and think, oh, that's that kind of person, or this that kind of person, and they never really pay attention to actually their actions or character. I've seen it plenty of times. A dude, he could dress a certain way, he could have a certain amount of tattoos. Oh, he liked this. And I'd be like, oh, you picking the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens that way.
And some of these guys, too, do a lot of stuff, man, to get these women. And it's true. They do a lot of guys. You know that. Guys do a lot of stuff to get women outside of, like you say, spending money on clothes and shoes and stuff they don't have just to get these women. They look apart, tattoo themselves up. You know, they sag the pants, all this other stuff. Now, he may be Poindexter, but he want to look like he P-Dog from the street somewhere. You know, just to get attention from these females.
P-Dog, though.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just giving you an example. Like, I tell you, because that's the wrong kind of women to attract anyway. You know, if you're going to get somebody, you attract somebody that's your equal. You know, if you're a smart type of person, you need to go to the library and get a girl that's got a nose between a book too.
Yeah, that's what my parents met. They met at the library. But hey, that's, if you want a Black Awareness Rally, was that the Coming to America movie? Oh man, but that's hey. But we gotta talk on that. We got to speak on that too. Depending on where, I feel like the place where you meet somebody is gonna set the tone for the entire relationship. Because if you meet some girl who in the middle of the dance floor twerking and creating a huge ruckus and there's a whole crowd, and after two or three hours the crowd dies down and it's time to leave, and you catch her before she leaves and you're just like, hey, can I get your number? I can guarantee that relationship isn't going to go anywhere.
Well, some people can say that about my relationship. I met my wife online.
Well, that's different, though, because a lot of people meet their people.
A lot of people say that you can't really meet people online because they this and they that. Like, say, so we have 3 years this year, you know? I don't know. I've heard people meet somebody at the club because they were just going with their homegirls. They dragged them out of the house. They don't normally go out to the club. Say, oh, forget it, I'll go. And a guy be, like, in the same way, and then they end up hooking up, and they just, you know, it just depends on the situation. But I know what you're talking about. The club chick that's always there every weekend, going to Cindy Trends and Rainbow, getting her clothes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I didn't say, like, I mean, if you, that's why I said the example. Well, she's the club chick. She's in the middle of the dance floor twerking and creating a crowd. She's just the life of the party. That's not really the type of girl that you really want to settle down with, somebody who's just, like, partying every single weekend, drinking every single weekend.
But, it's a but. I wanted to say it's a but to that. But she actually could be good to settle down with if you were a guy that was that way and she wanted to settle down and she's like, I'm sick of that mess, because eventually they do get tired. And then a guy gets tired. Then they kind of like all partied out and they don't want to do nothing but just chill. So it may be good for some people. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I mean, everybody gets to a point where they get sick and tired of that crap. Everybody. I don't care who you are. You can be a womanizing guy. Eventually you're going to say, I'm sick of these hoes. You can be a female that always dating guys. You can say, I'm sick of these sorry men. I just want one person. You can go out every doggone weekend. You're like, dog, I'm sick of seeing these same people in the club every weekend. I want to chill now. I mean, everything does eventually get old. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Ms. Gabrielle, let me see here. Let me let this call on. They've been sitting here. Eric Cole 239, you on the show.
What's going on,
the vibe? What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I actually want to ask a question.
Hold on. I can't hardly hear you talking to your phone or something.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you good now.
Okay, yeah. No, I tend to talk low sometimes. My bad. No, but I said I had one actual question. The question is, one of the things I talk to a lot of people, I'm single and I talk to a lot of single friends, and they say how hard it is to find another single person on our level. You know, I'm a Christian man, so we be looking for women that are Christian, that are, you know, that are on a level, that actually believe, that actually walk it.
Okay.
But then you go into the churches and you meet these women, they have these expectations that's just way too high. Like, they're basically Jesus. But then you go out into, like, meet a woman on the street that's not a believer, and they just, like, no expectation. They just want a good man, you know?
Uh-huh.
But we have to be equally yoked. What do we do about that in that situation?
Man, like I said, the way you said it, you know, it's like you got to find a – man, they out there, man. I mean, like, see, we got a woman on the line right now. She Christian. She's in everything. She's looking for a good man eventually. I mean, so if the woman's on the line here saying that, then they got them where you at. You just got to just keep your eyes open.
One of the things that we always say is, like, you know, it's a problem of us meeting them. Like, the good people in today is, like, it's hard for them to, like, connect and meet. and you know, you got these online stuff that really get tainted fast and all that. It's just a mess, and I just always had that on my mind right there, that question.
Well, you know, man, it's like this. Let me tell you something. This is true. When you're not looking is when you find them.
Exactly. That's
the truth. That's what happened to me and my wife. I wasn't looking.
If you're actively looking for somebody, I can attest to it myself. I did that myself. You go out and you actively look for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you have that vibe of just desperation, people are going to pick up on that, and they're not even going to want to be with you. But if you're at that point where you're securing yourself and you don't really feel like you need to have a boyfriend or you need to have a girlfriend, and you have all these things going on, you're working on projects, or you're just generally working on just trying to be a better you, eventually the right person is going to come along. And all you have to do, especially since you said you're a believer, why not just take your time, work on yourself, and just pray and ask God for the right woman to come into your life instead of actively seeking that person? Because, I mean, the way that my parents met, my mom wasn't really looking for anybody. My stepdad wasn't looking for anybody. They were just, I was at the library with my mom, and she was looking up books, and she saw this man looking at something, and she walked up to him, and they started a conversation. 10 years later, they're married. So, well, they got married, but they've been, you know, they've been together for, I think, about 12 years, married for like almost 11. So, you never know when the right person is going to come in your life. You just don't have to go out there chasing after it and thinking and, like, you know, desperately signing up to all these different dating sites and going on these dates. If it's the right time for you, God is going to bring the right person to you.
And that is, my brother. Like I said, that's the best advice to get. Just wait. Like I said, when I met my wife, I was online talking about, I'm looking for a wife. Oh, I just had my profile, and my wife hit me up just out of the blue, you know, just said, hello, how you doing? And, I saw a picture. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, she looks nice. So let me respond back to her. So, you know, and I just thought, you know, we just started talking as friends, really. It wasn't no, you know, you got a girlfriend. It was not. She didn't ask me that one time about nothing. We were just talking just as friends, and eventually, you know, we had so much in common and everything. That's how it grew from there. So we just had so much in common. But it wasn't, you know, I'm looking for somebody. She said the same thing. She wasn't looking for nobody. You know, she was just on there because somebody told her to sign up. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But also, let me make sure I say this before call in at 347-996-3350 and make sure you press the 1 button. You want to make sure you press the 1 button so we know you're in the queue. Ms. Gabriella, also something else I wanted to cover real quick. We talked about earlier about marriage and everything. God, where was it at? I'm all lost. Do you feel on men? Some men don't want to get married, talking about men, because they feel they'll lose out on sex. Do you feel that's true, brother that's on the line?
You know what? If I come from the Christian point of view, the dudes that I talk to actively, I don't think so. But, man, there's some dudes out there, man, that, I'm going to tell you, man, they straight dogs. And they'll let you know that, and they'll let you know that's the reason why they don't want to miss out.
Well, because, you know, I mean, like, every study show, they say married men have more sex than single men, but they say much less than men who are cohabiting with their partners outside of a marriage, they say, especially as time goes along. I was reading this. It said research even showed that married women are more likely to gain weight than women who are cohabiting without marriage. I mean, that goes for men, too. That goes for both. I mean, when you out there single, you all working out, you ain't eating nothing because you ain't got no woman there cooking for you. For one, you eating a single man diet, sandwiches, hot dogs, stuff like that. So you ain't going to gain that weight. The moment you get a woman and she cooking it now because she all happy with you, and that's when you're going to start gaining weight. Like, man, whatever. You gain like about 20 pounds. I ain't seen you in a year. You're going to turn to 40 pounds, 60 pounds, you know. You know, when you get all happy, like, oh, I'm happy.
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. Going back to your question about the sex, the man with the sex, it's not about sex. It's about the partners. I have a friend who's doing this. I don't know. I've never heard of it before. what he's doing is 30 for 30, 30 females before his 30th birthday. So it's more about the different partners than it is the sex.
Yeah. You know, if I'm, my thing is, I know it's nasty, I'm about to say, listen, some women's hygiene is not that great. And you want to be all, you always be up in a different woman's private parts like that all the time. And like I said, all you got to do is catch one bad smell can just ruin your life.
Or one disease.
Oh, well, or one disease. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't want to go disease. I just say one bad smell because, boy, that one bad smell could be could penetrate your brain so much, it can make you afraid. Like, oh, man.
That,
that bad, huh?
I need to go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Jesus. What's wrong with me?
That
girl smells like her.
The thing is, I think it comes with maturity. I think it really does come with maturity, though, because eventually, I mean, I've seen a lot of men, and I've asked them this. Like, I've asked them, like, aren't you tired? You know, I mean, yeah. Some men eventually get to the point where they're just like, there's more to life than sex, especially after you reach an age where your libido goes down and you're not even really thinking about sex anymore. So then you're going to realize that, like, after a certain age, you're just like, man, there's no purpose of chasing after chicks after that.
No.
And what life is, I mean, you're not going to, who really wants to be 50 and all by yourself?
Donald Sterling.
Well, Donald Sterling ain't alone. Donald Sterling a player.
No, Donald Sterling a simp.
Donald Sterling is not a player. If you have to pay a girl to hang out with you,
that's right. You
got to
pay. You're right. You shouldn't have to pay.
Hold on.
Because
she's
not with him. These girls ain't chasing. If he didn't have no money, you know them girls will not be chasing after him. So that has nothing to do with him.
They're not chasing him.
You know
he's chasing them.
They're not. Here's the thing. I don't mean a real player. I mean, this is the society that we've built that people think are players. If you spinning, if you flashy, if you tricking, and you got a lot of girls, that's what people think a player is now. It's not what it used to be.
Wait till after the show. I got another Donald Sterling video for you. I want you to hear what he had to say in that video. Tricking Donald Sterling. I was done with Donald Sterling too, but I saw this morning. I was in there waiting with my wife for the ultrasound. And then Donald Sterling popped up on TV. I heard the crap he was talking. I didn't even care. I was sitting there in front of people saying, no, he's not saying this. I said, ooh, I'm going to get at this guy in the video today. And everybody was just shaking their head for who was saying.
Who was the lady that was in Savannah? The crazy one that kept talking about the food all over again. The cooking lady that had the rant. Because it's the same thing. Yeah, he's doing the same exact thing. If you put a microphone on, he's going to spill it.
Yeah, some people, you know, well, like you said, let me draw back for Ms. Gabrielle to get on me, too. You know, the reason why I mentioned Donald Sterling is some people, you know, like him, he actually is married, okay? And my thing is, if you're married, why would you do separation? And then you out here tricking with all these females. Don't you know when you separated, that wife still has every power? And do you know also a lot of men don't realize if you separate from your wife and she go have a baby by the court, it's yours by default.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you separate from your wife and just stay away from it and don't do that legal stuff. Yeah, you'll be paying child support for a kid that ain't yours, pimping.
Wow.
Tell them that's why they wanted, like Chris Humphries and Kanye and all of them, they wanted that divorce. Because that baby was about to be North Humphries.
So, well, no, she is, yeah. The thing is, yeah, he could have been responsible for that, you know, Chris Humphries. So, you know, it's, but no, they took care of their situation, you know, whatever. You know, you talking about her. Boy, I've been reading a lot of stuff that she's been talking about lately. You know, and everything about her child and everything, and boy, I'm real shocked. I don't know if y'all you get time to check it. Yeah, you get time to check it out. She's becoming real pro black all of a sudden now. But
She knew she wasn't white from the beginning, though.
Do what?
She knew she wasn't, like, people consider her white, but she knew she wasn't white, so she knew she was a woman of color a long time ago. I mean, it's not shocking to me, but we look at it differently.
Well, sometimes until you marry a person or have a child with them, like, say, of the opposite, maybe another, especially at least our race, that's the only time you're really going to realize how, you know, others are treated. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, it's going to get to you, especially, like, say, you look at your spouses as a person. You don't look at them as just a different color.
Mm-hmm.
But the world see it as different. You know, like, oh, well, he's different than her, she's different than him. And, you know, and it's kind of sad because everybody just want to just, you know, live their life. You know what I'm saying?
I wish it was that simple.
Yeah, we all wish it was that simple. But you know what? We got to make sure to make it that simple because we can't let other people dictate, you know, how we live our life. You know what I'm saying? Or if we try to, you know, we try to stand up against it. Now, let me ask you another question about a lot of guys. When they say they don't want to get married, they say some of them feel like they'll lose their freedom. They said, you know, if you, they say some of them say, well, if they put me on child support, I can't pay it, I'm going to go to jail, or I can't roam around no more because I'm married, because every 5 minutes she asks me where I'm going. And some women don't want to hang out with friends either.
Well, that goes back to the not messing with an insecure woman, because I don't think it's healthy at all for people to not have any type of hobbies. Like, my parents, they have different things they're involved in. My dad, he does, like, some type of community, like, something to help his community. My mom, she's involved in, like, Toastmasters and different things. And so, you got to have your together time, but you need to have time to hang out with your friends, too, or to do some type of extracurricular activity. Because who wants to be smothered with somebody all the time? That's what's going to cause a divorce, because there's not going to be anything interesting to talk about. The most successful relationships are when someone has, like a guy has a hobby and a woman has their hobby, and they get to spend some time away from each other. And then when they do finally come back together and, you know, like, maybe the wife has been out, she's at a tennis lesson, the husband, he's at a guitar lesson or something, I don't know. And then they have something new to talk about. But if you smother and you sitting up under somebody all day long, you're never going to have, like, you got to have something else to do. Even going to the gym is something.
It provides some balance in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody got their thing, whatever that may be. You know, when it comes to, like, say, friends, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, your friend, your true friends, you know, should respect your marriage. Your true friends should respect, you know, what your husband or wife's beliefs are. You know, you don't want a friend as a guy to say, hey, man, let's tell your wife we're going, you know, to my house. We're going to a strip club. You know, good well, the wife don't want you at no strip club. You know, you don't want no Stevie J type friend. And believe in creep life.
Well, hey, but that's why you have to be careful about the friends that you choose, whether you're single or you're married, because if you do have friends that are like that, there's some people that consider themselves married but available, and they'll be married, but then they'll have a side chick, and they'll start encouraging you to do the same mess as they're doing. And even though you might say, oh, no, I'm not like that, I'm not going to get into that, if you keep hanging around somebody like that all the time, eventually you're going to start doing the same thing too. And then I don't think that married people should hang out with a bunch of single people either.
I agree with that 100%.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're married, you need to hang around people that got is like-minded.
That are,
you know,
common.
Married
that, yeah,
by their kids.
Because if you're hanging out with a bunch of single people, they're just going to want you to be single with them. Because, I mean, eventually you're going to break, your relationship's going to fall apart, because then your friends are going to be like, man, see, if you were single, you could come out and party with us. Or, you know, if you were single, you could do this, you could do that. And then you're looking at your single friends, and even though they're probably not even happy, they're just going to, you know, misery loves company. And they'll try to drag you along with their stuff.
That's right. And if some of them little so-called friends you got, may want to ruin your relationship, but let me go to the next call, because, you know, females like that now. You got a so-called friend. If you don't watch her, she be trying to...
Oh, yeah. They'll be like...
You with your doggone husband behind your back. Area code 843, you're on the show.
Yeah, my take on the marriage and making it work. I heard just recently y'all mentioned friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My take on it is you could still, you know, have friends if they are single, but my point is if you see a person who's single, you know, don't get advice from them. Instead, get mm-hmm. advice from couples that's already been married for umpteen years, and, you know. And my point and my other point in, on that is sometimes the friend that you claim to have, the person who you think your friend, who laughing up with you, that even go with the women, who even laugh up with you or laugh or talk about how nice your hair is or your shoes are, that's the one we got to keep an eye on. Because I've been told, I heard people, somebody mentioning that, and they say that particular woman be the main one that would try to get at your man. Or either they try to give you some advice. People try to give you advice just to keep you fooling up to believe it so they can sabotage your relationship so they can move on to that relationship. I've seen it happen before.
So I tell women all the time, you notice your friend coming to you all of a sudden, she walking around, no makeup on. Every time she around, you come to your house, and she knows your man. Every time you see her, she smell like annihilators and dolled up all the time. Then you need to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
Watch.
Yeah,
you
know, no.
The only time she want to show up like that when she find out that your dude's over there. Nah, you better watch that female. She's scandalous.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
women, they got some women that's so bad, so they so-called friend, they'll do stuff like, oh, well, you know, I just wanted to just, you know, show you he wasn't a good guy. Like, what?
And then you have a lot of jealous women, too.
Yeah, we
did this.
See, I'm a good
really,
friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they say, I'm still your good friend. I just want to see how, you know, like, as I just say, how bad he is or whatever. So I just want to, so you just want to have
yeah,
sex with him.
Yeah, I just want to show you.
See how he would
eat. Really?
Yeah, like who posts to, you know, why are you sending, what's the word I'm looking for? Why are you trying to set up there and trying to test the dude, you know, you supposed to be with? Like, where your dude at? Where's yours? You don't have one.
You know what? Speaking of that for a second, ladies, do not tell your girlfriends about what's going on in the bedroom.
Yep,
because
that's
the
biggest.
Not even the bedroom. Don't tell her nothing. Don't say about how he treats you well and how he buys you nice things. Because they be like, especially if they've been single for a long time and they've been, they're like, all right, let me get him so he can buy me some nice things and take care of me.
Yeah, you keep. Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah,
right
you
in,
know. Yeah.
Don't tell him nothing. Yeah. Like the way to have a successful relationship is to never tell anybody your business. Is whatever.
Right.
Even if
you know
things
what?
Are going good, it's nobody's business. If things are going bad, it's nobody's business.
And you know what?
I mean, if
women
you
need
to talk
lot
to your parents
lot of
about it, don't talk to your friends.
Hold on, brother. Gabriella, finish, and I'll let you speak.
You can talk to your parents about it or somebody else that, you know, that has a successful relationship. You can talk to them about it. But don't go around talking to your single friends, male or female. If you're a man, don't talk about how nice your woman cooks for you and all the nice things she does for you if you got a single friend. Mm-mm.
All right. All right, brother, what you talking about?
Oh, I mentioned it. Oh, yeah. Why is it that, and I don't want women to know about this right here. Why is it that if I'm single, you know, want to look for a potential relationship, they act like they don't want to talk or anything. You know, they act like, you know, I'm not worth their time or everything. But soon when I'm involved in a relationship, they be the same one. It's the same one that, like, don't look at me, give me a second look. Trying to get at me. I don't understand that.
Oh, you know that is a phenomenon that nobody understands. You know, you single, nobody want to talk to you, look your way. When you get, you know, in a relationship, like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or even you get married, they want to come your way all of a sudden.
That's just that forbidden fruit.
Like I said,
people just want what they can't have. That's
I said, that's the devil.
I mean, everybody is like that. Every single person. You don't even have to be the most attractive person in the world. It's just that people just want something that they can't have. That's all it is. It's just that. It's like when you see that sign that says wet paint. You want to touch it even though you know you're not supposed to. That's all it is.
And
you want to touch wet paint, Gabriel?
Well.
Did you use a sniff glue?
No.
Yeah, Crayola.
Yeah, I was sniffing crayons. Come on.
And it's like a quick story for me. This happened to me when I was like a little younger. For me, I don't discriminate against nobody. So
when, hey man, when you buy your computer or something? That's what I'm saying. You buy your computer?
Oh no.
Okay. All right. So you were younger. What happened?
Yeah. So. I'm serious.
Yeah. Is anybody got a computer or somewhere that you listening to? You better turn your speakers down.
Not me.
Hello?
I still hear it. Does anybody on the line have their speakers up?
No, I don't. I don't have my computer on. I just have a TV in my room, but I don't have.
Oh, okay. What it do? Well, I'm not broadcasting on TV, so I don't hear it.
Okay.
It quit now.
Oh, so like when I was like younger, like I was saying, I had this wonderful girl. You know, she wonderful on the inside. On the outside, you see her. She just was overweight. Didn't had no makeup on. Didn't had it. All she wore is just dressed. And I can kind of tell she was religious and everything, which is I don't discriminate against either, because I was brought up from a religious family. So when I start getting to talk to her and get to know her and then start liking her, we end up being gay. It ended up getting posted all around. And she told me some guys told her that she didn't know that she was able to get, like, she wasn't like a relationship type of girl or whatever. And when I was getting with her, secretly from what I've been told and from I think what I've seen, guys all of a sudden trying to talk with her to see what it is about her. And the thing is, though, soon as she got into a relationship, and this is what a lady told me, who also a dorm director, because I was in school at that time, she told me that I had to change the girl. I'm like, how? And which is true, because she was all dolled up, looked like completely different after she got with me. And her vibe switch up, but she's still her, but her vibe switch up, and she turned out to be beautiful, and a lot of guys try to get at her, but they couldn't, until I hear people start telling lies about me and everything. But the thing is, though, she used to keep things posted about me all the time. And that was just my little story on that scenario right there. Sometimes you have relationships, and probably marriage, too. It can change a person.
Yeah, it could change you for the good, or it could change you for the bad. So I always tell people marriage should improve you, shouldn't take you down.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But I just want to call, you know, put my input on that, and I ain't want to hold you up.
All right, my brother.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
Oh, you too.
All right. We're looking at Twitter was asking me about, I didn't see it earlier, talking about, where can I watch the show? Like, oh, shoot. It's sure going to be over, almost over with now. About 16 minutes later. You probably got to catch it on YouTube tomorrow when I put it up, you know, for people to watch it. Anyway, so, man, what we left off at, Ms. Gabriel?
What were we talking about?
We're talking about friends.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about friends. I think we already made enough points about that, how you just need to be careful with who your friends are. Even if you're friends with some married people, you got to make sure they're like-minded, because I said already, there are some people that consider themselves married but available, you know. and you don't want to get around those type of people, I guess. I mean, they might be fun to hang around with, I guess, but you don't really want to be with somebody who's always sneaky and lying and cheating on their wife and stuff, because they probably, I mean, for all you know, they could be sneaking and lying and doing something dirty to you anyway. And all they're going to do is encourage you to do the wrong thing.
My thing is this, man. You know, I wouldn't want to hang around no guy like that that'd be cheating on his wife. Because, like, it's like, you know, we good friends. I know the wife. I know she's a good woman. He's doing that. I'm like, man, look, your wife a good person, man. I can't keep going in that woman's face knowing what you're doing. So it's the best me not hang around you no more. I won't go in your business and just drop the bomb and tell her. But, you know, it's like, man, you wrong for that. And I just don't want to be no part of that. You know.
I got a question.
Sure.
Why are we wrong if we tell what's going on? I mean, the dude is doing something destructive. Why are we wrong?
I'm not saying you're wrong. You can go tell if you want to. That's your business. My thing is, I just know how nasty that stuff can be, and I really don't want to be in the middle of it.
Exactly. You really don't want to be in the middle, because sometimes you might think you're doing the wrong, they're doing the right thing by telling, but sometimes the wife, she might already know, but she just don't want anybody else to talk about it.
Or she could forgive him, and now you got two people that's your enemy now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hey, man, that's y'all stuff. I don't agree with that. You know, only way I would say something unless it would have to be a lot for me to say something. But for me, just go up to the house and say, now, I'd be like this. If, you know, my wife is friends with her, I'd say, look, you tell her. I'm not. It's better coming from another woman than coming from a man. So you tell her. I ain't saying nothing.
You know, I was in a situation saying it wasn't that. My sister
I can't hardly hear you, man. Speaking to the phone.
My sister was with a dude that was beating on her.
Okay.
And she called me to go hem him up back in the day. So I went over there, hemmed him up and everything. The next day, they were back together. But
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you could walk into a dude shooting you. You don't even know. And then she right still with him. You could have went to jail. I've seen stuff like that where a brother or a cousin come handle the situation, and then he end up getting charged, and she don't even stick by his side, defending that fool. So,
it
you
was
know,
a last time for me.
Yeah, I know you said first and last time, huh?
Yeah, my mama told me not to go, too. That's the worst part.
Hey, man, listen, you know, man, a lot of times, listen to your mama. Your mama, the only thing your mama knows is her child.
Yeah.
Always remember that parents know their kids.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's hard to take the truth, but some people like dysfunctional relationships.
They do.
So you got to just let them, be in them. They might want to talk about it.
They got some females.
Some people don't even, I've had friends that will sit there and they'll be in a bad relationship and they just want to complain about it. And you try to help them out and you try to be there. You try to be there for your friend, but then next thing you know, like, your whole friendship is based on them sitting there for 3 hours complaining about their relationship.
Shoot, some women feel you don't love them unless you cuss them out and beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You nice. They don't know how to act. They say, oh, shoot, he weak. Weak because he treats you nice? He actually don't hit you in the face? And he weak? Wow. That's a strong man that stepped in and crowned you in your jaw at night? Okay. I guess. Good luck with that. You know? But they got some women like that. Some women love abusive men. Love it. They want to argue and fight and choke each other out. Then they want to make up. They think that's great. Then the next day they're back at it again. Then they're raising kids in that dysfunctional crap. Then the kids come out like that. That's just crazy.
I was with a chick back in the day like that.
Okay, one at a time. Well, what you say?
You can go first.
I think in any relationship, a healthy amount of disagreement is okay, but you shouldn't argue all the time. That shouldn't be like a daily thing. You know, it shouldn't be like a daily thing where you're at each other's throats. It shouldn't be that. But, I mean, you have to agree to disagree in a relationship. So it just has to work that way. It can't, you know, be all the time, you know, fussing and fighting. It can't be that, no. Especially not for the children's
sake. Look, for me, life is too short for all that. I ain't going to be arguing with no woman like that, make myself get gray hairs. Forget that. I want to live as long as possible. Instead of that stress and kill you.
Mm-hmm. Life is too short for all that to be with somebody who's making you miserable.
It is.
And yeah, there's no reason for that. You know, I mean, the best, I tell people this, if you get you a woman that's good to you, nice, she, like I said, she can make a sandwich, and she don't get on your nerves, and she don't cheat or nothing, and you okay.
That
you know what I'm saying? You okay. She God-fearing. Hold on, let me let this call in real quick before we have to wrap this up. Area code 678, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Classy. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, I waited to the end of the show to say this. You know, and this is not perfect, but I want you to think about the percentages of why it's true. If you notice, most people in general got stuff going on.
Who's breathing into their phone?
Oh, I'm going to put him on here by itself so I can hear him. Because the show about to wrap up anyway. Okay, go ahead, man.
Most people who got stuff going on, whether it be a blog talk or whether it be a job or what have you, they don't have a lot of time to play games. But the people that do play games, they got a lot of time. So, like, when you're a dude, for example, and you don't want an extra sloth woman, you don't want an extra competitive woman, you don't want all those extra things, you tend to go for the individual, if you're a sensible man, you tend to go for the individual that is a benefit to what you're already doing. So when the type of marriage potential material and some of the things that have been said, you know, I think people tend to forget that it's not about sex, it's not about being right, it's about who fits what you're doing and is going to help make it better. So I think people get betrayed when they get in these situations where they get hot for the person, or they want the person more than they want than the person wants them, or all those type of, those are not marriage material type of scenarios. Those are lustful scenarios that you hoping will be marriage. And so finally, my last point, as a guy, I bicycle 14 miles every weekend. I go jogging 4 to 7 miles every week just for the heck. So if I got somebody that's not trying to do that, that's strike one. I'm not even getting to whether she's beautiful or not. She's not trying to do that. The other thing is she's not self-maintained for herself, or her job is more important than me and the kids or me or whatever the case may be. People like that trying to work that extra overtime, I don't see the point of having them in my life. So marriage material is really about somebody that's going to add to your situation and make it better, not somebody that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, we kind of alluded to that point earlier. Somebody, you know, I talked about a marriage should complement, you should complement each other. And like you say, she should make your life better and you should, you know, make her life better. She shouldn't drag you down. She shouldn't be a tow truck. You dragging her everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And same thing with a woman, with a man. So I agree with you 100%. If you into running 15 miles a day, then, yeah, meet a chick that's running 15 miles a day. That way y'all got something to talk about. Y'all got a talking point, something in common. I mean, it's nothing wrong with nothing you're saying. Everybody has what they like. And, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that may be. And you're not wrong for saying that.
But, you know, here's something I noticed, and I'm going to bow out after I say this. I talked to a lady from Spain today.
Okay.
She couldn't understand, for her, she couldn't understand the laziness factor of a lot of American women, irregardless of their skin color. She just couldn't understand the laziness factor. And I said to her, I said, that's just like men. When you expect stuff to go your way and government daddy make sure you're going to be all right, you start to get lazy, whether you're a man or a female. So we up here wearing suit and ties, you know what I'm saying? And that doesn't make us perfect, but we're trying to do something, and you want to couple with somebody that's trying to do something as well, not somebody that just looks okay. And I think that's what's really killing this community. But I'll back up and listen to the rest of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling, brother. Ms. Gabriella, you got about 5 minutes. Want to do your thing so you wrap this up?
Yeah. Make sure you subscribe to me on YouTube under all my YouTube videos. You can find links to all my other social media pages. I am getting rid of my personal Facebook account. So the best way to reach me is on my Facebook fan page, which is also going to be linked in my description of all my YouTube videos. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/user/GIGIAYUMU.
All right, everybody. Well, I appreciate you watching the show. Ms. Gabrielle, you shouldn't have nobody on your personal page anyway. That's a rule of mine. I tell anybody, you start doing this stuff, nobody on your personal page from the internet unless they're friends or family that you know personally. Anybody else, go to the fan page. You can talk to me over there. Because you know how people are these days. They want to get in your personal life, dropping your information, dropping your documents, you know, all that old hood stuff they do on YouTube. So you don't want no parts of that mess. You know, protect yourself a little bit more online. But with that said, you know, we had a good conversation. A lot of points were brought up and everything to the show tonight. And like I said, we'll definitely try to come back next week with some another show. You know, let's make sure you follow me everywhere as well. You know, Ms. Gabriella, you talked about it. You know, we talked about Facebook. Facebook and Twitter, you know, it's the same thing, the Advice Show. You can find me there, Instagram, Advice Show Media, and, you know, YouTube, the Advice Show TV. You check my description box. You find everything. Now, like I said, this Wednesday, I'm going to bring back advice-related videos on the Advice Show Media channel. Because of the people liked the video last week by the so disrespectful comments, we'll start doing that now every Thursday just to have fun with the trolls who troll me on my page at their expense. So what I'm going to do now after we end the show, you go to the Advice Show TV channel. I will put up my videos for the day and everything. And Ms. Gabrielle, you want to say anything before we wrap this up? Any final points?
No, I'm good.
You good in the hood?
Not in the hood, but you know what? We're not going to be doing this Dr. Seuss run and stuff. I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, shoot. I always say I'm from the hood. I don't care. If I got a 30,000 square foot mansion, even though I wouldn't stay in a place that'd be, that's still too much. But then the first thing my wife would be like, I ain't buying that. Who going to clean it? She's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, we hire some maids. No, that's money. I guess my wife would say. But anyway, you know, I appreciate everybody watching. I hope, you know, y'all picked up anything from this. Like I said, we try to do shows that, you know, talk about different things, you know, in life. You know, we try not to bring all the craziness and the drama to this show. I know sometimes that you guys like all that drama and carrying on, but we want to keep our show, you know, just on a some way you can learn something. You get what I'm saying? That's what we want to do, put something on that's good for everybody along the theme of what we try to do there on Advice Show TV. So, you know, definitely see you guys next week. And, you know, hit me up on my pages. You know, got any questions, comments, concerns, even if you have any gripes that you may have. I may not address your gripes on the fan page, but you can always call my show and address your gripes. So appreciate everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.